Chapter 14. What am I giving up? Absolutely nothing. The thing that makes it difficult for us to give up is fear. The fear that we're being deprived of our pleasure or prop. The fear that certain pleasant situations will never be quite the same again. The fear of being unable to cope with stressful situations. In other words, the effect of brainwashing is to delude us into believing that there's a weakness in us, or something inherent in the cigarette that we need, and that when we stop smoking, there'll be a void. Get it clear in your mind. Cigarettes do not fill a void. They create it. These bodies of ours are the most sophisticated objects on this planet. Whether you believe in a creator, a process of natural selection, or a combination of both, whatever being or system devised these bodies of ours, it is immeasurably more effective than man. Man cannot create the smallest living cell, let alone the miracle of eyesight, reproduction, circulation, or our brains. If the creator or process had intended us to smoke, we would have been provided with some device to filter the poisons out of our bodies. Our bodies are, in fact, provided with fail-safe warning devices, such as coughing, dizziness, or sickness. Yet we ignore these at our peril. The beautiful truth is, there is nothing to give up. Once you purge that little monster from your body and the brainwashing from your mind, you'll neither want cigarettes nor need them. Cigarettes do not improve meals. They ruin them. They destroy our sense of taste and smell. Observe smokers in a restaurant smoking between courses. They can't wait for the meal to be over, as it's interfering with the cigarettes. Many smokers do it in spite of the fact that they know it offends non-smokers. It's not that smokers are generally inconsiderate people. It's just that they're miserable without the cigarette. They're between the devil and the deep blue sea. They either have to abstain and be miserable because they can't smoke, or smoke and be miserable because they're offending other people and feel guilty and despise themselves for it. Watch smokers at an official function where they have to wait for the loyal toast. Many of them develop weak bladders and have to sneak off for a quick smoke. That's when you see smoking for the true addiction that it is. Smokers do not smoke because they enjoy it. They do it because they're miserable without it. Because many of us start smoking on social occasions when we are young and shy, we acquire the belief that we can't enjoy social occasions without a cigarette. This is nonsense. Tobacco takes away your confidence. Major evidence of the fear that cigarettes instill in smokers can be seen by their effect on women who are fastidious about their personal appearance. They wouldn't dream of appearing at a social function not immaculately turned out and smelling beautiful. Yet knowing that their breath smells like a stale ashtray doesn't seem to deter them in the least. I know that it bothers them greatly. Many hate the smell of their own hair and clothes, yet it doesn't deter them. Such is the fear that this awful drug instills in the smoker. Cigarettes do not help social occasions. They destroy them. Having to hold a drink in one hand and a cigarette in the other, trying to dispose of the ash and the continual chain of cigarette butts, trying not to breathe smoke and fumes into the face of the person you're conversing with, and wondering whether anyone can smell your breath or see the stains on your teeth, all take away from your ability to enjoy yourself in a social situation. Not only is there nothing to give up, but there are marvellous positive gains. When smokers contemplate quitting smoking, they tend to concentrate on health, money, and social stigma. These are obviously valid and important issues, but I personally believe the greatest gains from stopping are psychological, and for varying reasons, they include 1. The return of your confidence and courage, 2. Freedom from the slavery, and 3. Not having to go through life suffering the awful black shadows at the back of your mind, knowing you're being despised by half the population, and worst of all, despising yourself. Not only is life better as a non-smoker, it's infinitely more enjoyable. I don't just mean that you'll be healthier and wealthier. I mean you'll be happier and enjoy life far more. The tremendous gains from being a non-smoker are discussed in the next few chapters. If you find it difficult to appreciate the concept of the void, the following analogy may help. Imagine having a cold sore on your face. I've got this marvelous ointment. I say to you, try this stuff. You rub the ointment on, and the sore disappears immediately. A week later, it reappears. You ask, do you have any more of that ointment? I say, keep the tube. You might need it again. You apply the ointment. Presto, the sore disappears again. Every time the sore returns, it gets larger and more painful, and the interval gets shorter and shorter. Eventually, the sore covers your whole face and is excruciatingly painful. It's now returning every half hour. You know that the ointment will remove it temporarily, but you're very worried. Will the sore eventually spread over your whole body? Will the interval disappear completely? You go to your doctor. He can't cure it. You try other things, but nothing helps except this marvelous ointment. By now, you are completely dependent on the ointment. You never go out without ensuring that you have a tube of the ointment with you. If you go abroad, you make sure that you take several tubes with you. Now not only do you have worries about your health, but I'm charging you $100 per tube. You have no choice but to pay. You then read in the medical column of your newspaper that this isn't happening just to you. Many other people have been suffering from the same problem. In fact, pharmacists have discovered that the ointment doesn't actually cure the sore. All it does is reduce the sore beneath the surface of the skin. It's the ointment that has caused the sore to grow. To get rid of the sore, all you have to do is to stop using the ointment. The sore will eventually disappear in due course. Would you continue to use the ointment? Would it take willpower not to use the ointment? If you didn't believe the article, you might be apprehensive for a few days, but once you realized that the sore was beginning to get better, the need or desire to use the ointment would go. Would you be miserable? Of course not. You had an awful problem that you thought was insoluble. Now you found the solution. Even if it took a year for that sore to disappear completely, each day as it improved, you think, isn't it marvelous? I'm not going to die. This was the magic that happened to me when I extinguished that final cigarette. Let me make one point quite clear in the analogy of the sore and the ointment. The sore isn't lung cancer, or arterial sclerosis, or emphysema, or angina, or chronic asthma, or bronchitis, or coronary heart disease. They are all an addition to the sore. It isn't the thousands in cash that we burn, or the lifetime of bad breath and stained teeth, the lethargy, the wheezing and coughing, the years we spend choking ourselves and wishing we didn't, the times when we're being punished because we're not allowed to smoke. It isn't the lifetime of being despised by other people, or worst of all, despising yourself. These are all in addition to the sore. The sore is what makes us close our minds to all these things. It's that panic feeling of, I want a cigarette. Non-smokers don't suffer from that feeling. The worst thing we ever suffer from is fear, and the greatest gain you'll receive is to be rid of that fear. It was as if a great mist had suddenly lifted from my mind. I could see so clearly that that panic feeling of wanting a cigarette wasn't some sort of weakness in me or some magic quality in the cigarette. It was caused by the first cigarette. Each subsequent one, far from relieving the feeling, was causing it. At the same time, I could see that all these other happy smokers were going through the same nightmare that I was. Not as bad as mine, but all putting up phony arguments to try to justify their stupidity. It's so nice to be free.